Hello, let's talk about blood glucose regulation. Now, glucose is just a fancy word for sugar. You know, it's just a fancy word for sugar. Now, it is a very, very, very important chemical in the body because all cells need glucose because all cells do respiration, and respiration is that process where the cells of the body produce their own energy, you know, for any other function. So they need to have glucose for respiration, and it's a very, very important chemical. Now, this glucose, that means that it needs to be kept at constant levels in the body, and that is an example of homeostasis, because the body would be trying to maintain a constant internal environment or a constant level of glucose. Now, let's say one eats a meal of a bowl of rice. What would happen is that this rice would be absorbed by the small intestines. The starch, after being digested, would be absorbed in the small intestines. And because it's so rich in starch or glucose, the glucose levels in the blood would go so high. Now, what would happen is this. The glucose concentration in the blood is monitored by the pancreas. So when the pancreas detects glucose levels going so high, what it does is it secretes a hormone that's called insulin. Now, this hormone will then go to the liver and the muscles, and it will trigger the liver and the muscles to start absorbing the excess glucose. And this excess glucose that has been absorbed will be stored in the liver and in the muscles, and this will then lower the concentration of glucose in the blood. But please note that the glucose that's absorbed by the liver and the muscles is excess glucose. All the glucose that the cells do need is used, but then the excess is then absorbed by the liver and the muscles. Now, what would then happen is, if the blood glucose concentration would go too low, and let's say after exercise or intense thinking, what would happen is the pancreas would then secrete, it would detect a low level of glucose in the blood, and it will secrete a hormone called glucagon. Glucagon will again target the liver and the muscles, but glucagon does the opposite of insulin. Glucagon makes the liver and the muscles release that previously stored glucose, and then it would then be available for the body to use. Now, there is a problem that people can have, and that is called diabetes. There are two types, type 1 and type 2. In type 1 diabetes, the bodies of people would not be able to secrete insulin. The pancreas would not be secreting insulin, and insulin is very important for the time when blood glucose concentration gets too high. So what happens is these people need to be constantly monitoring their blood glucose levels, and when it gets high, then they'll need to inject synthetic insulin into their bodies, okay, through an injection. They'll need to inject insulin into their bodies, and it would do the work. Now, type 2 diabetes is a bit more complicated. It is when the liver and the muscles are not sensitive to insulin anymore. They don't respond to insulin. So that means that they are not absorbing the excess glucose. Now, this is a very, 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 very complicated disease. But what people can do is, one, they can monitor the meals they eat. They can eat low starch meals, and they can do a lot of exercise, because exercise uses up that glucose that will be in the blood. Now, this type 2 diabetes is very common. People who have a problem of obesity, so the more obese people have, the more common this disease is.